Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Light it up.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. Nominate your community's unsung hero for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at ATB.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You can give me some, Jay. That'd be all right.
That's just where it ends. But I took the time to stoke up your flame. Can I get a witness to back up my claim? Now I'm standing so close to your fire.
Yeah.
If I see that, I quit you.
A little Big Sugar for you on your Thursday morning. The artist of the day.
Coolest dread dude guitarist out there ever, right? Old man rocking with the boys.
I was driving into work today, saw a little thing over on Stampede Park. They're coming to town in November.
Really?
Yeah. Underrated little Canadian rock band right there, boys.
Are we going?
I would entertain going.
What? What's the venue here?
Wait a minute.
Casino or a real show?
I don't know. I just saw that they were coming in November. Yeah, it could. Maybe it's casino.
Are we away?
Oh, yeah. 7:03, Boomer and Warner in the Morning, along with Ryan Pinder, DeForest. Driving the bus for us, as always, this morning. Our executive producer coming up. We'll do some Ask Red at 7:45. We've got a lot to get into at 7:25. Flames last night lose by a score of 5-1. They were outshot 44-30, outscored 5-1. It was one of those games I didn't even really get into it. As far as the stat sheet's concerned.
Well, who cares? I don't even know if they're going to watch this tape. You may as well burn it.
Well, the Flames out-hit them 20... No.
The other team had the puck all night. It's easy to out-hit them.
It was a stinker to start the season. There's no doubt about it. And I said it earlier in the hour, or I guess late last hour. You, Warner, kind of said, hey, this emotion in this Jets game, final preseason game, it's troubling. Kind of concerning.
Yeah.
It's like, it's preseason. Wait till the... Very much the same last night.
Couldn't find that switch. That elusive switch that needs to be turned on.
This was a club that never had that problem last year. They found the switch.
Switch was usually, I thought the scrap at the start of the game. Yeah, okay. It's go time. And then, no. Crickets.
Yeah. That was the thing last year, win or lose, they wouldn't cheat you on their effort. That was not the case last night. I don't know if it's Vancouver. We've talked a lot about young kids coming in, and they had, if not young kids, I still kind of consider Bo Horvat a young kid. Sven Berchi, Jared McCann, Ben Hutton, Adam Cracknell.
Cracknell's not young.
Not at all.
No, but you know what?
New.
But he's got himself an NHL job, so he's got reason to be out there around. You know, it's Matt Barkowski. It's his new team. Prusty's on his new team. There were reasons for them, I guess, to be good.
They talked about the fight last night. What's was stage fight? Press is just trying to show his boys that I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what I do for you.
Yeah.
And is there a chance that if the Flames ramp up their energy, they don't give up five and that they win this
game? Yes.
Absolutely. This doesn't change my thought on the Vancouver Canucks by any means, and I don't think it does with the Flames either. But they were just no good last night. Listening to some of the quotes afterwards.
Was Bob upset?
Bob was...
First, the Canucks were much better than us. You just look, you know, like the way that we handled the puck, our puck decisions. You know, I thought that we had a great start, like the first 10 minutes, we were skating well, but after this, the game just got away. We played a game that is totally out of character from us, and we got what we deserved. They kicked our butt.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Pretty much bang on.
You got the same team coming up on Saturday. I would guess it'll be a spirited affair at practice today. They'll get on the ice, and there will be no shortcuts.
This won't be a quick couple laps and hit the showers.
Let's just get a sweat on.
This will not be an optional. I think that it'll
I met that Dorsett this summer at a golf tournament in Kindersley.
Yeah.
That's where he's from, right?
A little whippersnapper.
There's nothing to him.
Me and Weimer, big boy Weems, we're there and we're back after talking. We're like, boy, that kid better take care of himself because he, like how he plays,
yeah.
There's not much to him.
The first time I saw Derek Dorsett, he came into Red Deer Rebel training camp. I was still up there and was like, who's this Dorsett kid? And Brendan said, you know, this guy's. There's not much to him, but boy, he's no fun. He's scrappy. He's tough. He'll go with anybody. He says, love this guy. In their inner squad game, he fought three times.
What?
And was running around, and they just, I think he was invited to camp and then couldn't get things kind of nailed down. I don't know if it had something to do with, you know, how many years of education or whatever. Don't know that he needed to worry about that. And then ended up going to Medicine Hat and was part of those, with Chris Russell, was part of those big Tiger teams.
And Willie Desjardins, of course.
Yeah.
There's that tie-in. That was one of the first moves they made after hiring Desjardins. They bring in a couple of his boys that played in Medicine Hat.
But you're right. This is not a 6'2 guy. This is a guy, you think about the heart and the recognition of what it's going to take, because he's not going to be in the league if he doesn't play that way.
No.
I mean, good on him. And I think
Presti's not that dissimilar, is he? Presti's not a big boy. He's got all kinds of weight reach.
But have you met
last night?
Presti? Dorsett?
No, is he even smaller?
He's wiry, hey? He's
very lean.
Yeah.
He's got it. Waves were like, oh, that's the kind of guy we used to love to grab onto.
Yeah.
Boys were a little bigger back in the day.
A little thicker?
Yeah.
It's true.
So what about... I'll ask you on the blue line. I don't even know what do we analyze this game. What are we talking about?
We can analyze it, but
on the blue line,
the analysis is about the emotion and lack of. And I will take a shot at those young guys because the young guys should still be playing with emotion. Gaudreau should still be excited. He shouldn't be going through the training camp. Oh, another training. I'll slowly. No. No, no, no. You're young. Spry. Give her. Come on.
Ferland sort of had the energy. Fights, had some big hits. I mean, he's not going to be
You're
here.
Trying.
Well, he didn't score. I don't have a
no,
hit
but earlier Boozer said Ferland, right? And you were like, yeah, you got to.
But you're right. You got to squint if you really wanted to like a flame last night. They were not good.
No. And am I taking a shot? Was Frolik good? No. Was he bad? No.
See, here's
first
the thing.
First game, I would expect better. Yeah.
I always have differing opinions from some people. Oh, Frolik? You know, Frolik was good. Okay. You know, he was skating around.
Yeah, I don't need to put him under the bus.
Oh, and... Michael Backlund was good.
No.
He was -3, didn't see anything else. Saw him trying to catch up to Sutter on that tap-in goal. David Jones and Stajan had little bits here and there. But we're not talking about anything that's going to translate into wins.
Did you see the race between Prust and Hoodler?
Yeah, it was a good one.
I was laughing.
he looked like a kid learning how to do the push, right? Turn your wrist in and push the puck forward.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that noticed that.
It was, do you remember that one? Did you remember? Because it was coming out of the Vancouver zone.
Second period.
I was like, whoa, there goes Prusty.
Who's on his tail?
Who's on his tail? Hoods.
A couple speedsters.
I couldn't. I'm like, oh, he's gonna catch. Gonna catch Prust because, Prust is it's neck and neck, boy. And down the stretch they come.
He carried it a long way.
Prusty by a nose. Yeah. 44 shots on goal.
That's a lot of shots to give up, and they showed a stat, and I'd never thought, you know, we bragged about the shot blocking abilities. They showed that stat last night of Weidman and
Russell.
Russell.
Ooh. If you're not a Sabre, those guys got outshot more than
elaborate what that is, because some people would have missed it.
They're just disguising a possession number. That's essentially a Corsi. They got outshot incredibly last season.
Were on the ice.
Yeah. Wow, we talk about, Chris Russell led the league in blocked shots.
Don't block shots in the offensive zone, do you?
Yeah, that just means that they're shooting on you. They were outshot Russell and Weidman, the plus minus was like 420.
It was a ton.
Minus 420.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of love for that pairing, but they spent a lot of time in their own zone last year. I think the offensive numbers kind of masked what, you know, they're Darcy, not great in their own end.
Wait, I was trying to get a contract in Buffalo, and my partner's Jay McKee, and we're very similar. And he had a contract, and I'm like, well, just give me the same contract. That's fine. And he's like, no, Jay blocks more shots than you do. I almost fell off my chair. I said, well, it's because he's standing on top of Dom all the time. Like
stealing saves.
Yeah. Get out of the way. Yeah. Quit backing up.
Yeah. But you're right. They did a good job of masking that.
Yeah. Because if you just said the Corsi, people immediately start yelling at their TV screen. Yeah. But when you frame it that way, you're like, ooh, wow, that's bad. And you know what? The nerds, quote unquote, have been on that pairing all last year. They absolutely had shooting galleries in their zone.
Hey, listen, the Wide Dog's he's not a defense first guy.
No.
That's not why Wide Dog's here.
Wide Dog's got to jump in the rush.
The Wide Dog, he's moving that puck. He's
making plays. He's going off.
He's offensive.
Cheese.
Right?
20 goals, 30 assists.
Lay off the Wide Dog, even if he scores in his own net.
Don't worry about the Wide Dog.
One of those nights, though, right? You're trying to get back door to take that guy away. You get your stick on it and goes into your own net. All right. Geez. Well, that's.
Well, I think we'll see. We know one thing will happen Saturday. I think old Kari Ramo is going to have a good night to watch. I don't know whether it'll be with popcorn or with the ball cap, but no way that you got to change a goal here. You need a spark on Saturday, right? Like
that's my concern. Whatever. If they come out flat again, careful.
Now what? Do you go back to Oro? Do you go to Ramo?
I don't care about I'm talking about long term. If you can't look at that tape and go, oh, look around the room, boys, we are no good.
Well, what was the number? They didn't lose back-to-back games or three in a row or something like that under Bob. Aside from that ugly stretch in December where they lost, seven in a row? But eight. they had an ability to not let skids happen. And if you weren't great, boy, they were the next game. Testing that early.
I don't unless
there
is
a theme around the NHL. Never lose two in a row.
Unless there is a we've talked about Bob. Well, we think he likes Ramo. Ramo's his guy. Unless there is a strong allegiance, I don't see how you would why go back to him if you're kind of up in the air. I think you definitely go to Hiller, and I think somebody's got to sit and get Mason Raymond in there. Not that Raymond deserves to go, but
no. But if you're going to set the standard of hey. Not go earn it, then you have to.
And they got 22 guys. They could call someone up by Saturday, no sweat. They got a roster spot to fill. Is there someone that could come inject a little energy or make you a little more versatile or difficult to play against in Vancouver on Saturday? Bring them up if there is.
Ryan Wilson?
Hmm. No, he's not. He's no longer around.
That's where we missed out on the bold.
On Ryan Wilson?
Yeah, we should have done that. Lying in bed, just like.
No, what would the bold prediction be?
That he would have made, he's going to get an NHL contract.
No, I see.
That's way too bold.
Too bold? Just plain stupid.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it was stupid, but it was bold.
You got a lot of credit for things that aren't going to happen.
So we've got, when we look at that collection, what we don't have enough time now. We'll do it in the next segment. We're going to do what you need to know because we've got Blue Jay baseball today. There was a National League wild card game yesterday. A few other games in the National Hockey League. The Thursday nighter goes tonight. Indy and the Houston Texans.
Someone's got to win the AFC South.
Eesh. So, yeah, we'll do Need to Know with Pinder coming up.
The wild card game was very similar to both wild card games. Very similar to the Flames game.
Lopsided.
Snooze or just fest. Lack of drama, yeah. You know what? Blame the pitchers. When you're that good... Yeah. I mean, Jake Arrieta, if you're going to go a complete game four hitter, no
on
runs.
On the road.
On the road.
Wild card.
11 Ks, and you got hit by a pitch.
Things got heated here. Very heated.
Yeah, all right. You're going to take it. Today we have the Jays and the Rangers, game number one. Note this start time, because I know with Eastern time, and well, if the Yankees won or if Houston won, it was all kind of muddy for about 48 hours.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to know. Today's game goes at 1:30. 1:37 first pitch. 1:30 this afternoon, we are going to carry this game on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. So it will be we'll get some Curran in the big show a little bit later. We'll get Pat on prior to. carry that for its duration, get the big show in, and then tonight, Thursday night football for Shank Sports Grill with the Colts and Texans.
How good is this time of year?
It's pretty good.
Like, we forgot about the possibility of playoff baseball for the team that, you know, most of the country cheers for, because it's been
that matters to us.
But yeah, you already have NFL football with a lot of the storylines playing out. You've got the NHL get going, and my goodness, well, yeah, I mean, playoff baseball to that. For
we had the Flames home opener last night. If we didn't have that, we'd have had a wild card winner take all showdown. Today we've got a ball game, Flames reaction, and Thursday night football.
And then you do it again Friday. You get a ball game in the morning,
and then Friday we've got the Jays. That's a 10:30 start,
and the President's Cup.
We'll break 7:17. Coming up, still to come this hour, Rhett's Right, Who'd Have Thunk It, and what you need to know when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Know someone whose quiet hard work makes hockey happen in your community? Nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Know someone whose quiet hard work makes hockey happen in your community? Nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It is a Thursday. Boomer and Warner in the morning. Big Sugar, the artist of the day. Ryan Pinder's got what you need to know. Blue Jays, game one of the ALDS.
MLB.
1:30 start. Anybody out there gotta work? Like, your boss is a DB, and he's not giving you the afternoon off to go and watch it, he or she.
Even Steinberg's getting the afternoon off.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not working,
well, I'm getting harassed to go do something, and I just simply said I can't.
You don't want to do it? Yeah.
No.
Like, I know I'm, like, I'll be sleeping, but when I get up, I don't want to be bothered, because I'll roll tape on it.
You're the only guy in the country that's going to PBR this thing.
Is that right?
I think so. Is it sports PBR proof?
Yeah. Now, there were a few things I wanted to get into before we do Need to Know.
Yep, fired him up.
And I had said, look at Warner. He's, you know what? You're crushing it right now.
I don't, so hot.
Between...
Well, it's the fat loss.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's working.
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions.
Flat
clean
flames.
It up. It's been something. Something terrific.
It's gotten into you.
Sober October.
I saw this tweet yesterday. Craig Simpson, former NHLer, Stanley Cup winner, part of the broadcast crew. He tweeted this. Baseball celebrations for winning nothing more than a chance at a championship have officially become the most embarrassing thing in sport. Echoing exactly what you had to say earlier this week or last week about all the champagne popping in baseball. You say it's got to stop. You'd do it different.
Go have fun, but we're talking... The party they have for that is as big as the World Series party.
Yeah, it's something.
They tape up the whole room and it's blah-dee-da-dee-doo-da-dee. Have a parade? No.
Yeah.
Win the champion. If you want to go back to the room and high fives and hug it out, maybe a couple pints, absolutely. But you do not need to put tarp off the room.
Yeah, or at least, if you do it, don't bring the cameras in.
Stupid cameras.
No, the thing is, don't do it, right? Yeah, wheel out a big tub full of beer.
Good job, boys.
Sit in your stall, get the music on.
Awesome. Hunker in, we're gonna do it. Yeah.
Another thing I saw, when did this come out? This was the 7th. So yesterday this came out. Colorado Avalanche coach, Patrick Waugh, will not take his team through a morning skate Thursday in advance of its season opener against the Minnesota Wild. Going against the NHL grain, the Avs will decline to do morning skates on game days unless there's no practice the previous day. Waugh, quote, "We just want to make sure we're ready for the night. We want to rest and make sure we're ready for the night game. The plan is if we don't practice the day before, we might go on the ice depending on the situation. But if we have a full practice the day before, we won't skate the next day."
Rhett's been talking about this forever.
It's the dumbest. It was brought in so guys didn't go boozing. And if they did, to sweat out the booze. This was not a... It's stupid. You're traveling. So you get into a city. You're sleeping in a hotel. And you've got zero control over it. So some donkey, not on your team, just a random idiot staying in the same hotels, banging around the hallways at 3 in the morning. You wake up. Can't fall back to sleep. Now it's 5, 5:30. You finally get back to sleep. Now you got to get up early enough. It's not dreadfully early. Get up out of bed when you're finally having a good sleep to go skate? No. To go put on your equipment and just... It's an absolute waste. I don't understand it.
What's ever been accomplished in your career in a morning skate?
Injuries.
The one, I remember talking to someone, because you love talking old-time hockey with guys that have been around the game. And like you say, it was back in the days of like Bobby Hull. They'd go out and absolutely tear it up till 3 or 4 in the morning on the road and then be no good as Bobby Hull was at his worst.
Just one goal.
But, you know, teams would go out and absolutely run it the night before and then be no good the next day. This was to make sure, well, we got that morning skate. We better not go crazy. I'm with you. I don't think that's a major problem anymore. I wonder how much of it is to media commitments, because a lot of media gets their stuff in the morning.
Which, I
know.
You have to promote the business, and that's how you do it, and the media needs that, but it is...
Could you not take three guys and send them to the rink in the morning?
Exactly.
Why can't the media go to the hotel? They go to the rink. We're staying here. You can meet us at the hotel at this such and such a time.
We'll make player X, Y, and Z available.
Penguins are here last year. They didn't skate. And they sent their coach and a couple of players to the rink. Interviews, boom. Nothing fell apart. The world didn't end.
Do you realize the world is... It's now rotating around you. You've always said this.
Things happen.
I know.
We're starting to believe it now. You've always said it, but unbelievably hot. Rhett Warner.
And now if the Blackhawks trade Patrick Kane and miss the playoffs and... Jeez. 55 goals. Pinder one up you. He prices righted you with 56.
That's only 50.
And told you to suck it.
I'm going
to
be bang on.
All right. We got time here, Pinder. Why don't we, time for what you need to know with Ryan Pinder. Good morning, Ryan.
All right, let's get through it. An ugly season opener at the Dome for the Flames. One of four games last night on opening night of the NHL season. Sparks out of the gates. How about a couple fights in the first 10 minutes, including Michael Ferland and Derek Dorsett right at puck drop. You need some audio there, Jay.
Into the game, Derek Dorsett and Michael Ferland. Ferland hammering Dorsett with rights. Ferland hammering Dorsett, who gets knocked down, gets back up, and then gets tossed down again by Ferland.
Yes, Ferland hammering rights is what we heard. Then it was Preston Bolig with more of a hug fest in the scrap, but the Canucks did seem to take over after the early scraps. Visitors top line of the Twins and new acquisition Brandon Sutter, the center, playing the wing. They're great. 6 points on the night, 5-1 the final. The rematch goes Saturday from Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Tough to find a Flames player to rave about last night. Am I wrong, or did Vancouver look like a club that wanted to dispel the notion they got pushed around and that they're soft? They were out to make a statement. This is not a team that's going to be pushed around like last year in the playoffs.
I mean, I guess.
They're the team this that everyone's to me, expecting to go the other way, but yeah. I'm not convinced.
This, to me, is more about the Flames and their what they brought as to what the Canucks did.
Sure, but is that not a great
always earned, never given.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Flames are the only fan base leaving the rink wanting more. All four road teams won last night at NHL opening night. Habs beat the Leafs 3-1, but Mike Babcock made NHL history, winning first ever coach's challenge.
That's
Mike.
That's right. Yeah.
The play, there was goaltender, incidental contact, no goal. Toronto keeps their timeout.
You ever heard such cheering for a head coach? That's why you pay Mike Babcock.
Mike Babcock.
Huge money. What a sign. They lose 3-1. Rangers spoiled the banner raising in Chicago. Different team. You're right, City Jay. JT Miller had 2 assists in the Blue Shirts win.
Who was that?
JT Miller. But his initials aren't TJ. Don't be confused.
No, impressive thing I've ever done. I don't know. Cheat on my boyfriend and not have him find out.
You know, this is a television camera.
Yeah, it's an old boyfriend.
But he's finding out right now. So, but this is, the boyfriend is finding out on television right now.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Why'd you cheat on him?
I don't know. The guy was a famous athlete.
Which famous athlete?
I can't say his name.
Give us his initials.
TJ.
What sport does he play? What team does he play for?
Florida. Tampa Bay.
Okay, so he plays for Tampa Bay. His initials are T and J. Tyler Johnson?
Okay, I have to go.
It's not JT Miller. It's Tyler Johnson.
That's the other guy, yeah.
They're not the same initials.
Wrong team.
Yeah. Yeah, some people
can be confusing.
Confused out there. And Martin Jones and the Sharks outdueled his old crew in L.A. Talk about a bold prediction. Martin Jones. Wow, what a good young up-and-coming.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
This is one game in, yeah.
The two American League Divisional Series start today. Jays and Rangers for the Rogers Center at 137. Price dueling Yovani Gallardo. First playoff game for the Jays since 93. Now, let's go back to 93.
Kind of scared me. I wasn't ready for those.
Stay with me. 93.
What?
Czechoslovakia. One country, not two. The Bills were amid that stretch of 4 years in a row where they lost in the Super Bowl annually. Kim Campbell took over for Brian Mulroney.
Oh, she was hot.
Monica Seles was stabbed. And if none of those hit home, how about Lorena Bobbitt? 1993.
Oh, was it
Robert or whatever his name was? Yeah. Lorena, we remembered more than the guy. I mean, we all sympathized with him, but his name didn't matter. Who's the woman that did that? We need to know who
gotcha.
What was his name?
John Wayne Bobbitt, I think.
Was it? Yeah. John Wayne Bobbitt.
Part of him still left there. Here's David Price on tonight's game.
This is why you play the game. This is why you're putting in work in November, December. This is why you play it.
Yeah, 22 years.
Yeah, well, win.
Do it, yeah,
doesn't
absolutely.
He always blow it?
And for all the nervous Nellies, would you rather have Gallardo or Price tonight? And whose offense is better? It's 2 check marks for the Jays. We'll see if they get it done.
What's Price's postseason record lifetime?
Wins and losses don't matter in baseball. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
Pitcher stats.
Wins?
Team stats.
What's that?
I'm just going to move along here.
David Price.
The Astros in Kansas City to face the Royals.
0-5 lifetime.
1-5.
Zippo?
5-3 on Sportsnet West.
I shit my pants last night.
That's right. The Kansas City Royals are back. Stros got through in the wild card 2 days ago, beating the Yankees in New York. That's why Boomer's sour. Tomorrow, Dodgers and Mets. This is 2 of the biggest markets on earth playing. This should be a lot of fun. And the Cubbies in St. Louis, that after yesterday's wild card win in Pittsburgh, Jake Arrieta. Is there a guy you want on the mound more than this guy? Well, Pittsburgh didn't want him on the mound. He went up to hit National League. Listen to what happened.
Oh, now he's hit by Watson. And Watson is, well, the benches are worn. Arrieta saying something, and here come the benches. The benches are emptied. See if cooler heads prevail. There's a scrum halfway up the first baseline. This goes back to Jung Ho Gung being taken out earlier this year by Chris Coughlin.
Yeah, when you throw it, the
other
team's
definitely
pitching.
Yeah, that's definitely when it started.
It didn't have anything to do with him being, you know, unhittable. 4 hits over 9 in his complete game, 11 Ks. I guess if that's the only way you can get to him, why not throw at his back? And if there's only one thing more pathetic than baseball celebrations for, you know, wild card wins and clinching pennants, how about the fake clear the benches? We're all going to look tough, but no one ever squares up and fights.
And you know, the guys in the bullpen.
Wouldn't you love to see that, though?
The guys are in the bullpen crushing Mars bars, and it's like, oh, are we going to have to run in?
I just opened this.
All right, open the gate. We'll run in.
My hot dog is going to be frozen by the time I get back here.
Thursday night football tonight, Colts at Texans. Will Luck go? Well, no word yet. Jason Lockenfroh joined us earlier this morning. He says, it's early in the day. He's correct. Luck did not go on Sunday. Colts have not been good. They aren't good, but they always take care of business in what's been a traditionally awful AFC South. That game 6 o'clock on City TV.
Gonna play him, Boom? Or
I don't know.
So there you go. That's what you need to know. Good stuff there, Ryan.
First Lorena Bobbitt reference in years.
Yeah, it has been. Did you hear about Matt Harvey of the Mets? Kind of one of their...
Is that the... No.
Innings limit, the guy. Yeah.
Went through Tommy John last year. They put him on an innings limit this year. They didn't expect games to matter this late into the season. So it's like, do they shut him down? What are they going to do? He missed a mandatory team meeting on Tuesday. It was noon to two, I think is what it was. Mandatory, got to be there. He got there at about 10 to 2.
Noon's early.
Said, it was traffic. Traffic was just a killer. I got tunnel.
Well, it is New York.
Yeah. Apparently, reporting to numerous reports, he was spotted out haboozing hard the night before.
Boy, Matt.
Doesn't mean it wasn't traffic.
An exploded bag of garbage.
Yeah, see, what are you going to do, right?
All kinds of things.
A mattress has been reported to be in the left-hand lane.
Zoom. Weird story. Truck hit a rake on the road, drove over the rake, blew the tire, and the vehicle slammed into the barrier.
Skip, I'd have been there, but this exploded
that
bag
fell off a truck. Yeah. Well,
was on the Long Island Expressway. I'd have been there, dude.
In the Southwest, heads up for a big bag of garbage.
You can't trust traffic. You just can't do it.
There are a pair of deers, unfortunately dead deers.
Okay. It's 7:39.
It is butt ugly out there. Not looking good.
Ask Rhett next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Celebrate your rink's unsung hero and nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award worth $5,000. Learn more at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Celebrate your rink's unsung hero and nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award worth $5,000. Learn more at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hey, fan club members, we want you to come to Mexico in November. Two ways of doing it. Buy your spot. Go to Marlin Travel on 5th and 5th in the heart of downtown Calgary. Go online, marlintravel.com/1479. I'm sure you'll get there.
Google it.
You're very, resourceful. Or what you can do is go to our fan club page, put your points in, and coming up on Friday, October 16th, we are going to be drawing one fan club member's name, that person and a guest, 7 days, all-inclusive, food, beach, drinks, pool, your flights there and back, transfers, everything. On our Mexico trip coming up in November, the 20th to 27th?
7th.
Of November is when we're going to be going down. So you can join us, and you'll be joining us for free. That is a nice little prize package there. So get on it. You know what? There's another thing I wanted to bring up. I know we got to get to Ask Rhett. They are raising a banner before this Blue Jay game today.
A pennant.
It screams stupidity.
Why are
me.
We doing this now?
Because they won the pennant.
Right.
We have to do it now because it won't
Can
be
we not
exciting
do it next
enough.
Year?
Right? Like the people won't be jacked
they
up.
They have to do the American League and then the World Series banners next year. They're going to get this one out of the way this year.
Well, I certainly hope that's the case. Talk about drinking the Kool-Aid.
It seems like these baseball people are very,
Do you hear who's throwing out the first pitch today?
I heard, the old
Cito.
Cito Gaston.
Gaston?
Gaston Gingras going to throw out the first pitch today at Rogers Center. We're going to have that game for you at 1:30. First pitch, 1:37. Rangers-Jays. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. You've got to give it up for the Jays. Right now?
He's very bitter about his pinstripes.
Right now, it's... So it's Ask Rhett.
It's time for Ask Rhett, answering life's tough questions. Here's your host, Rhett Warner.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. We're committed to making every Audi customer satisfied. That's why we provide two full service departments with the promise to service your Audi with expert technicians.
For Glenmore Audi, it is Ask Rhett. Whatever questions you have, love, life, if you just need some guidance, maybe you're a little down, Red is here to point you in the right direction. We always start with a question from someone at the staff at Glenmore Audi. This is an anonymous source from the sales department. Hey, Red, Saw you at the NHL face-off event yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't exactly see a huge line for autographs.
Did you wait it out, though? You stood in line? It was long, but I tried to get to everyone.
How many autographs did you sign?
I tried to get to everyone. I'm sorry if there were a few of you that I maybe didn't...
Is it double digits?
Oh, maybe. I was there early, right? Like, it was...
Yeah.
Too early.
I saw you had signed some and left some. Because you were out of there at the crack of 5:30.
Yeah, no, I was
when
there.
When you were done, yeah.
Young Wyatt, make a wish.
Nice.
Got awarded. He got his wish. He's going to go to the NHL All-Star Game.
Cool.
Very good.
Where is it this year?
Was it Ottawa last year?
It was Columbus last year because Johansson did the old Buckeyes jersey thing.
Yeah, who cares?
No one cares. That's what I don't know.
Hey, Rhett, I have to work with my own version of Pinder. How do you do it, and do you have any advice? That's from Justin.
A lot of people ask me this.
In one ear, out the other.
How do people deal with you?
Nashville. He's getting to go to Nashville, young Wyatt.
Nice.
I might be a shepherd.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should go and help the young, what's his name, Wyatt?
There's Pinders out there all over the world, people. You just deal with it.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Rhett, heading good to people. Toontown for the weekend. Where do I watch the Jays game?
The Jays game? At the Pat. Oh, wait. They tore it down. Stupid. I would go to the Fox and Hound.
Is that downtown? Where's that?
Oh, no. That's the old grubby neighborhood pub. Big Z used to bartend.
Big Z.
Rhett, you've often probably been asked this, but why did you bomb your helmet down the bench after Gelinas scored against Detroit?
I was excited. I really don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited.
You were the worst celebrator. We've established this. You were the worst celebrator.
Well, at least I'm not a loser ball player, like, acting like an idiot. Hooray, hooray. No. Wanted to win the cup, not the...
Yes.
How many times did you win a division when you played in the league?
Three.
Rhett, why did Yankee Doodle Dandy name the feather macaroni?
He was Italian.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of an homage to his heritage.
Yeah. His mom, it's his favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard he was over-medicated.
Hey, Rhett. Planning a party... What's better on nachos, Tex-Mex or just good old cheddar?
I like the Tex-Mex.
I don't mind the Tex-Mex.
You're not going to ruin them by putting the Tex-Mex on there, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Not unlike meats. Cheeses don't clash typically, mm-hmm. Do they? You can mix those together.
Whatever.
Hey, Rhett, is Banff too much for a 7-month anniversary or just dinner and a movie?
Hey, dummy. If you're going out for a 7-month anniversary, what sort of standard do you think you're setting up for the rest of your life?
You have to go to the moon to propose, you dummy.
You cruise through that day and don't you say a word, dummy.
Jeez.
Hey, 7 months. Banff? Yeah, maybe a little much. Hey, dummy.
Hey,
do the dishes.
Hey, Rhett, my son's first birthday is this weekend. Should I get him a trampoline so he can use it in 3 years?
Oh,
no.
I think that's kind of
a good listener. Because at one, he's not big enough to use it.
I think that's the shot being that you bought a trampoline and it took you 3 years to put it together.
Yeah, but now if you get him the tramp, I got a guy that'll set it up for you.
Hey, Rhett. I'm on the QE2 and suddenly need to crunch. Do you pull over and do it au naturel or do you hold it?
I'm an adult. I can hold it. But there's times when it's got to happen.
Listen to your body, friend.
Yeah. Don't hurt yourself.
Rhett, I saw the biggest hillbilly at the game last night. He was wearing the number 44. Do you know him?
Well, I did have a few friends cruising around that. Madhouse.
Hey,
how was the atmosphere last night? the dome.
Crickets for the third, I noticed.
Yeah.
That... Ooh, rush to the exit.
Hey, Rhett, is Johnny Gaudreau now your Boomer's Rammel?
No.
Do you kind of get what he's getting at there?
I do get it. I just think that you got to be very careful with how big the britches get.
He's just mad because you wore a cap backwards at the
party. Yeah, at a classy function. He's cruising around with his hat on backwards.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rhett,
these guys pay your... Yeah. They write your check, right? Like, they sign them for you. All that dough that you're cashing. Come on.
You've heard the commercials about Peter Maher getting his lawn taken care of and everything.
Yes.
And Harvey's his hockey hound. So we just wondered, does Harvey the Hound live with Peter Maher? I never thought about that.
It's his hockey hound.
I'm Peter Maher, high on grass.
A lot of people have pets. That's not crazy, is it, right?
That's why Harvey's always at Pete's.
Where was I? Do you guys not take calls in this segment anymore?
No, never have.
No.
We have, and they've turned out to be so stupid.
Guys are brutal.
Hi. We're high.
Didn't we get ripped one day because the caller called in and then he swore?
Yeah, no, we didn't get in trouble. It was just like, yeah. I had one of those discussions.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Enough said, Kelly.
The wife wants to go to Vegas for New Year's. I was kind of planning a trip ice fishing to Tobin Lake. Do I go fishing or to Vegas?
Fishing.
Yeah, if it's Vegas with your boys, that's an easy one. If it's Vegas with your wife, no, you go
fishing. First of all, she said she wants to go to Vegas. Did she say she wants to go to you?
Yeah, she never really said.
There was never part of that. She's telling you something, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to Vegas with my girlfriends. You go fishing. She's going to leave you eventually. You're ugly.
Rhett, my wife just let me know that she's pregnant with our first child. Now what do I do?
Did I tell you about this? What do you do? Well, you give her a big hug and a kiss and get excited. Kids, the best.
Be excited.
Did I tell you about this one?
Be excited.
My weirdo.
You're having another kid?
No.
Oh.
But I got a text message, picture of a little girl. This is what our daughter would look like if we had a daughter.
Oh, dear.
What?
Oh!
Really?
Don't read into that text too much, huh?
Yeah.
Good grief.
Hope you got your picture.
Hey, all right, that's
I'm tying the knot on Saturday. Should I wear my Flames tie to the wedding?
If you do.
Oh, boy.
That's a bit of a cheeseball move, but on the other hand... Really solid. Really solid.
If they come out as flat on Saturday as they did last night, you'll be embarrassed to be wearing that tie.
Here's how the text ends. Cheers from Fort Mac.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Red, after the wide dog tip drill last night, do you have any own goal experiences?
Oh, yeah. I still remember my first own goal. We were playing in Shaunavon, Saskatchewan. There was a big burly winger down in the corner, and he tried to pass it out front, and I was standing there, and I slapped it back at him, and he tried to pass it out front, and I slapped back at him. Did this about 3 or 4 times, then I put it in my own net.
Buried.
I was 5.
Yeah.
Very upsetting because my teammates let me know what a loser I was. Came back to the bench. That damn Evenson kid.
Felt shame.
Way to go, Rand. Should have suckered.
Yeah.
Right then.
Hey, Rhett, what's the etiquette on buying my son a 5-pound bowling ball to use? Does that make him an automatic DB if he's got his own bowling ball?
That's classy.
Is it?
You're in Buffalo. That's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Might be asked to leave the city if you don't have your own bowling ball.
It's like getting your driver's license.
Hey, Rhett, you ever gone to Lou Malnati's in Chicago?
Nope.
Are the nachos from 7-Eleven good?
Yes,
curious about that 4-day melted cheese.
No, you got to have it. And then they got the chili sauce, too.
It's true.
They've got those nachos, and they're kind of that heater glass thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the cheese button. You just load it on. And then they've got the chilies, the beef.
So good. A lot of enthusiasm there.
Speed round this thing to end up here today. Pilsner or steam whistle?
Steam.
How long do I have to date a girl before I can fart in front of her?
Set the tone early.
Gotta name my dog. What do you got for me?
Chuck.
You should send, don't you think you should send some chips to Pete's house?
Pete, yeah. Don't eat you.
Well,
Harvey wants some chips.
He's always,
If I had chips left, I'd send them.
Remember when Rhett, this isn't even a question. Remember when Rhett called a caller Timbo and the guy got pissed? Yeah, it was Tim. Hey, you Timbo. Called him Timbo. It's like, well, it's Tim.
That's right.
Did you guys happen to see the third period brawl up in 206 last night?
I heard about this. I didn't see it.
No, I never
did saw anyone it. See this? We need an account of what happened.
Somebody's got to have a camera phone of this.
Had to be better than Preston Bolig, right?
Yeah, send it in. We gotta get this. I don't know what this means. Breast up or breast down? Sounds like chicken?
I don't know either. I'm not going to read into it either.
Going to a Chargers game. What do I check out in San Diego?
Oh, Gas Lamp District.
I think there's lots to do in San Diego.
A ton.
You're not going to be bored.
To the guy wondering about the Flames tie, for my wedding, I had a custom tux made that looked like a Flames jersey.
Wow. Vortex from Fort Mac.
I don't know about...
It's like those Star Trek weddings, eh? Guy you used to work with, he had the Star Trek wedding. He was so happy to show off his picture. Say, hey, take a look. Oh, man.
Wars or Trek?
Look, that's Trek. Huh. Look at that. That's, wow. Neat. That's kind of, really, really, really something.
It's like Comic-Con, just a little too far.
There's certain events people. That I really enjoy getting dressed up for. And I don't like putting on a tux, but yeah. I think that it's probably the right attire for that certain.
Once in your life.
Yeah.
Safe. Maybe probably twice. A safe bet. Just in front of 8 o'clock, Jay, that is Ask Rhett.
Ask Rhett, brought to you by Glenmore Audi, where the coffee's always on in our Quattro Cafe. We'd love to sit and chat Audi with you. Come on in, have a cup, and check out our great lineup.
This one here. I was right there. Buddy was chucking right hammers to some poor Canucks fan. Chucking the hammers. 8 o'clock. What an hour we got. We're going to do What You Want to Talk About. Eric Tkachuk, his thoughts on game number one of the season, and Derek Wills. Right around the corner. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. Nominate your community's unsung hero for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at ATB.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.